Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to do a video. Just go ahead. Forgive me, you guys. This woman's trying to feed me and shit. And I got some shit to talk about today. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. You see my little beard growing, I'm trying to get cool. I don't know how it's gonna come, but you know what? It's even worse than you thought it was. It's bad right now. It really is. The ship is sailing. Get on board. The new semester. It's starting in July. I know this is just April, but I ain't accepting nobody else for this semester. So we talking about the new semester. This is about 10 weeks away. But what I'm really saying is that things are picking up. Things are getting just liver, just more live. Now there's a couple of things I want to talk about today. One of them is the procrastination. I continually have to deal with people who think I need them to tell me that they're going to buy my shit. I really don't. I mean, if you buy it, you buy it. But I don't need you to tell me you're going to buy it. Because 9 out of 10 of those people, they're just full of shit. They're not going to do anything. So I hate to hear it. But it's not a big deal. I'm not really complaining about that. It's just something that's going on with me. I'm thinking about a lot of shit. I was out today. You know, I ain't no good guy. But I do hand out change. I give people, you know, quarters and 50 cents, whatever. But usually when I do it, I feel a certain way about doing it. And I didn't feel right today for some reason. So I think I had passed out maybe $6-7 when it dawned on me, man, this shit ain't helping no motherfucking body. I mean, I thought about that for a second, and I said, shh, I made a U-turn. And I started back home. And on the way home, I started thinking, well, man, it is helping somebody. And as I'm riding, I'm thinking, it's helping me. Man, I'm not really trying to help them fucking people out there. Ain't no goddamn dollar gonna help them. I'm really helping myself feel the satisfaction of being a contributor. See, this is critical thinking in the flesh. See, I realize that I am a selfish fucking bastard. And I really couldn't give a fuck about any other motherfucker. Especially them fucking homeless people. The truth is, me passing out that money, whatever, makes me think I'm doing whatever the hell I can do to help. Which maybe it's helping whatever, but in reality, the big overall, the bigger scheme of things, it ain't doing shit. So I was pleasing myself, making me feel good, calling myself, giving back the best way I can. Now, realizing that, I made another U-turn and went back up to where they were and happily passed out the remaining change I had. And I'm just saying, if you don't think of shit as thoroughly as I just thought of that thing, giving people some change, you don't know what side of the fence you're going to be on when the shit hit the fan. I am a certain kind of person, you know, and I explain shit. I try to let you know where I'm coming from. So, Christmas, you know, I did that fucked up, did that shit for $500. Had like 50 motherfuckers for the January goddamn semester. Then they all quit. So they made my percentage as far as graduation tank any fucking way. I know that I said on December, this was what I said about what I'm doing. This was back in 2021, early. It was like December 1st. I said December 10th will be the last day of the $500 sale. There will still be a deal, but on the 10th, the deal will be $750 instead of $500. And, you know, since the pandemic was going on and shit, you know, it's getting better, so I can see light at the end of the tunnel. And right now, it is $500 for this particular sale, but on the 10th, like I say, it's going to be $750. You can spend your time waiting on it, or you can take advantage of the deal that I'll be extending. And what I'm saying is every semester after the January semester, the fucking cost is going to go up $250 until it gets back to $1,500. No, I wrote this. I said this. I wrote it and posted it and tweeted it and all kind of shit. So what I'm saying is, am I tripping? Or are things looking brighter? Because what I'm saying, for the first time in 4 years, I've been able to do some shit that I haven't been able to do. I've been able to run my school, do all the things that, which is not many or much, but that I call having fun. I've been able to fucking do new things. And you know what really is the, you ain't gonna believe this, but the most important thing is that I've been able to watch not regular TV, but programs. What I'm saying is I've been on this MSNBC, Fox, CNN, all that kind of shit. I don't know why, other than fucking current events. But what I do know is when I can, you know, relax and just watch and do regular things instead of being fucked up with the news, that's when I'll know we're over the shit that Trump got us in. I mean, it's getting better, but, you know, the news networks, they're not all the way there yet, so I try not to watch them. But we're headed back to a normal that we can deal with if we just continue on. Now, we still need to give the Trump supporters who didn't die from the Kool-Aid, we got to give them time to detox. So some shit going to be going on for a while. It ain't going to stop. But what I'm saying is, we will be hearing from the ex-Trump and his fucking supporters. We're going to be hearing about Broomhilda and Casper the Friendly Ghost. Because those are the motherfuckers that helped him or helped us rob him. I'm saying shit. I'm looking at December 10th to begin my climb back to the motherfucking 1500. That's what I was saying. So this is what this is January, February, March. Okay, we in April. Then I'm at 750. July, I'm going to be at 1,000. You better just get ready because July, I'm going to be at 1,000. And that's what it's going to cost. And see, each progression is going to be firm until I get back up to 1,500. And then I'm not going to ever go lower. If anything, I'm going to keep going up. But I don't really plan to keep going up. I plan to stay at 1,500 unless, you know, things change. But what I'm saying is I have a university made up of students from all kinds of nationalities. So the black students, all of what you fucking with me talking about Black Lives Matter, because if I don't say all lives matter, then I'm shorting some of my motherfucking students. And what I'm saying is all lives do matter in reality, but when you say that as a mantra, it's like going against Black Lives Matter. Now, what I'm saying is I'm down with what's right, period, I am. So I guess if my students think I'm supposed to overlook something as important as Black Lives Matter, that cause, I'm supposed to overlook it to be fair. That's just a tough motherfucking look, because I ain't finna do that. But I'm not finna, you know, like I started to, I was finna really go all out with the Black Lives Matter thing, which it does, but I don't want to alienate nobody. So, when do they need to be fair to people? When do people need to be, not my students, but when do people need to be fair to black lives? Better yet, if you feel that, you know, any of you guys, if you feel anything about, oh, shit, I forgot. Oh, then you motherfuckers ain't even called in, no way. If you feel anything about, you know what I'm saying, call in, let me know. You know, if you don't like it, you don't like it. You ain't got to like what I say. But I'm telling you, you're going to have to like what I do. See, let me explain why my mindset weathers all storms. The main reason is I've lived through just about everything. Whenever I try to involve myself in, let's say, my party's position, I would see better options on the other side. I mean, regardless of the party or affiliation, what does that mean in the long run? Critical thinking, man, is important. That means that there's no right or wrong. There's only what you believe. Now, I try to stay informed. I hope you do too. But I can't deny that I agree with fucking Trump on monitor than how many ragheads is over here. I didn't start this terrorist shit. But I do want to know who's over there. But what I'm saying is that motherfucker take it too far. And then, you know, he made me have to stand against him and his fucking views. Barack had issues too. What I'm saying is, why can't a motherfucker agree to have a political view but not be tied down to that goddamn view for forever? Because what I'm saying is things change. Times change. People change. If you bought a Mustang when you was in high school, do you think you still going to prefer Mustangs when you older and got children and all that shit? I mean, you might, but you might not. Do you? I mean, you do need a vehicle. But since you bought a Mustang, is that all you can look at from now? Is that the only thing you can buy? I mean, I don't think so. I believe we should look at political parties like that. Republican this cycle, fucking Democrat the next. Because, let's say, I like what they're saying. But the moment I stop liking what they're saying, I'm going to another party. I'm going to the Democrats or the fucking independents. These motherfuckers say, Rose, but that's how it is now. No, it's not. It's nowhere near that way. That's what the politicians want you to think. They want you to think that kind of shit is going on so that they can stay in office all their lives. Because as long as you think that bullshit, you won't be looking for change. We got to look for change. We got to wake up and limit how long these fucking assholes can stay in office. They make deals that were great deals when the deal was made. But that could be 40 or 50 years ago. That shit ain't good now. There's no way that shit can be good for today. But that 40-year senator, he gonna do everything he can to keep that shit in tune, because that's what's keeping him in office. It's all just a fucking game. That's why you shouldn't get caught up in it. If you got it, you can't hide it. If you need it, you'll never find it. Real abadabba is rare. You look for it even though it's right in front of you. If you around it, some of it fuck around and rub off on you. If it rubs off on your ass and you ain't ready, shit, it could be the end of your life. I have so much abadabba in my tools, they will always be valuable and rule. Are you sure your motherfucking ass is ready to fuck with this shit I got? Because you keep asking, why not? The only way to get it is to be about it. To be about it, it got to be in you. It's in me. Because the heaviest thing I live is what them fucking bitches earn. And the hardest thing I will do is make a fucking U-turn. Because I'm a real live motherfucker and I ain't making no deals. Because I'm real. I'm a real motherfucker, and it ain't no other like me. What about you? You guys want to say about your goddamn self? See, because I open my mouth. I talk shit about me. I ain't finna just not say nothing. Ain't that a bitch? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You ain't doing shit if you don't have haters hating on your every motherfucking move. 917, what's up? 917, what's up?
Hey, bro, what's going on? It's Leslie Cherry from New York.
Leslie, what's happening?
Hey, nothing, man. Well, there's a lot of things happening, man. I'm trying to change my lifestyle. I'm trying to, you know, implement better eating habits. I'm trying to get these chicks, man. I've been doing your course, and I've been doing the tools. And I've been trying to see, you know, the benefits.
What's your question, Leslie?
Well, my question is, you know, how do you make your lane smoother? When you was going cross country, were you at any point running into any friction coming from other players, or or just the environment? And
well,
so
well
how,
wait, stop,
how
stop, 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 stop. What I'm saying is this. Think about being a race car driver. Just because you learn how to drive this car, do that mean in the races you race, you ain't going to run into the shit that you run into? Some motherfucker trying to run you off the road. Some motherfucker trying to get in front of you. Some motherfucker driving reckless. Oh, you going to run into all this shit, ain't you? And let you turn that bullshit off, man.
I'm sorry about that.
Man, what I'm saying, you going to run into all that shit, ain't you? Man, you don't want to talk, man. You full of shit. What I'm saying is, hell yeah, I ran into shit. You ain't supposed to be thinking you ain't going to run into shit. You supposed to know you going to run into shit, but you supposed to know you know how to handle the shit. And listen, you've been asking too many fucking questions to be that took this fucking course. I don't know what's up with you. Shit. Now check this shit out. Some motherfucker cloned my page. Complete with a photo of me and everything. I hired a company who's like a trolling company. They just troll the internet. Then they find shit, my shit, which they found about 15 different sites that be doing that, trying to sell my shit. So, I mean, you know, it ain't no big thing to me because I know they can't kick it like me. So when they do sell it, the people that bought it from will get mad at them because they can't fucking answer the questions they have. Then they got to come to me anyway. So I'm good. But this company, they found all this goddamn shit. I mean, the internet, man, I'm telling you, the internet is too fucking much, man. I mean, there's just too many ways to cheat. And you know it's a cheating world. But anyway, whoever the fuck this is was sending out friends requests and shit, you know, trying to be, asking people to be friends. All I can say is that I ain't doing that shit. And I know I have haters, and they won't stop hating on me. I think they think that they're harming me in some way. All I can say is my course is Sidewalk University is doing better than ever. I'm not sending out friend requests. I don't need to do that. I am not the absolute word on this abadabba, but I've heard all kinds of shit. Now choosing feeds. I've heard all kinds of shit about choosing. I've heard all kinds of sums of money that motherfuckers supposedly ask for choosing feeds. Man. Lefty Cherry, man, I don't want to really hear none of the bullshit, man. Be real. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? So I'm sorry about that. I didn't get to your answer to my question, but I have another question. Being that is, you know, going out of town frequently, doing your thing cross country, and you know, you run into all these other players. What got you to the win when you seen your action when you had all those obstacles? Like,
hey, bro, Leslie, why are you dreaming up some bullshit like that? Why? What I'm saying is, you act like if a motherfucking basketball player become a professional, he's not gonna run into no adversaries. He's not gonna run into no shit. If the motherfucker know how to play basketball, he going to travel from city to city doing what he did in the last city, beat a motherfucker's ass because he know how to play ball. He ain't gonna be worried about who the fuck he finna play. God, I hate that bullshit, man. Fuck you asking me some shit like that for. I'ma go wherever the fuck I go, and whoever the fuck is there, if they got something to say to me, hurry the fuck up and say it. That's me. I ain't one of them niggas like you, scared to death, scared to go wherever, cause somebody might be there. Ain't that a bitch? I don't listen to that kind of shit, man. Fuck that. I don't. See, I am not the word, the absolute word, but I'm telling you, I got hella game. And what I'm saying, choosing fees are a thing of the past. And any of you motherfuckers talking about choosing fees are just faking the funk. I don't give a fuck who you are, where you at, unless you're a real nigga, you don't know nothing about choosing fees. But if there was a choosing fee, I never heard of it being more than 5 or 6 racks, unless you know the bitch got some serious money, that you know she got some serious money that you're going to play for, then you're going to do that. But other than that, ain't no bitch going to be walking around with more than $5,000 on her. What the fuck going to be doing that? It's possible. You know, but these today motherfucking pimps don't stand a chance. They don't even stand up to the standards that it takes to demand a choosing fee. A brother like me don't go with the fads. I don't fuck with the fads. And I've noticed how many motherfuckers are going live on YouTube. Oh, there's so many. And I know they are hopefully making some money from monetizing. And naturally, you fucking suckers thought I was doing that shit. Man, I don't give a fuck about YouTube views. You, me, every one of you motherfuckers on here right now ain't got to look at me no more. Because I don't do this shit for views. I do this shit to expose what the fuck I'm talking about. And when I expose it, I get responses. Those responses is what I'm doing it for. Period. I don't give a fuck about how much they're going to give me, whatever amount. Shit. I've always subscribed to the notion that all money ain't good money no motherfucking way. So I stay in my lane. Now, there might be all kind of money I leave on the table fucking with this social media shit. But I am in no way go try to become some kind of YouTube sensation either. If you notice, my group is already started. Then my desires are being met as we speak. I'm a late my alumni, and if it's in the stars, Sidewalk University will, you know, be where you all want to go one day. Now, if you remember, I do have a master's degree in teaching and learning with technology. And I have a bachelor's in sociology with an education concentration. Now, those are degrees for a motherfucker who's interested in educating the masses. Again, I say I don't get mad. So don't you get mad. Don't get mad or don't be mad at me. Because I'm a sharp-ass old motherfucker, 300 times sharper than you, than any one of you. I'm so fucking sharp. I told you all my plans. And most of you believed I was talking shit. I was. But I wasn't talking bullshit. I was talking real shit. And what I'm trying to get you motherfuckers to see is you ain't got to be fake. You ain't got to do no fake shit. Make some bullshit promises to be a real motherfucker. Hey, I talk shit to distract you motherfuckers from what I'm doing. Because how can I do my shit right in front of you and nobody know it? If I ain't talking shit, you'd be watching what I'm doing. I'm the magician with words. That's if you try to steal some game. Shit. I don't motherfucking need YouTube views to roll. I ain't got one monetization check. One. In all these years. I ain't got none. Shit. You see, motherfuckers, I'm old, but I'm sharp as a tack. And I'm abba-dabba-da. Shit. And those two components together, you got those two things, you're going to be a genuine motherfucker. Not some person who read what a motherfucker is, then reduced it or watered it down so most motherfuckers can participate. I ain't that nigga. I'm wise because I know the secret. All I need now and all I will ever need is my black ass. How do you like me now? I don't need no certain amount of money. I don't need no prestige. I don't need shit. I just need to be able to think. If I can think, I'm a roll. I'm a live. I'm gone. I'm doing it. Shit. Let me tell you something about the streets. There is not one CEO of any major corporation who don't employ street tactics in their everyday moves. They may have learned the shit and called it another what something in fucking school. 9 out of 10 of the bad motherfuckers learn that shit on the street, though. When you graduate to the next level, you gotta become who that level accepts or represents. You gotta keep your identity, but I mean, you might have to go into a totally different direction than your identity. What you gonna do then? I mean, there's so many variables in life. You can't reinvent yourself. You have to re-in-pimp yourself. Because, see, I pimp me. I charge a motherfucker to fuck with me. I charge myself to fuck with me. It's not free. It costs a lot of money to be me. I am what you would call the guardian of the abba-dabba. I'm the guardian of abba-dabba. Any one of you motherfuckers who's serious about this shit and you adapt what you know, are doing with today's technology, oh, shit, I salute you. My gripe is with these motherfuckers who come on the scene and try to change the rules to the game. When Magic Johnson came on the scene, he didn't try to change the rules to the game. He didn't need to weaken the rules so he could shine. He used the rules of the game and did shit they never expected. Staying within the rules. And guess what? They rewrote the rules. I did a lot of shit in my motherfucking career. But what I did that you never hear about, you know, that really made me the legend I am and also got me a lot of enemies. I bought my bitches shit. And I did shit with them. They had apartments, furs, jewels, and all the luxuries that you would kind of, you know, take for granted I enjoyed. They did too. Shit, I shared the wealth. I took those bitches to exotic places. When they went to get a car, I didn't take them to get no used car. I didn't buy no used car. Took them bitches to get a new car. And I will talk that car salesman into letting them bitches drive that shit off the showroom floor. I did that shit because I'm the shit. And the sooner you accept that, the better off you'll be, motherfuckers. I'm just being real. Face it. You cannot compete with me. You don't have to fantasize about someone slamming my ass. If I step out of my arena, which I don't ever do, I'd more than likely get slammed. But I'm Rosebud, baby, with 2 D's for a double dose of this macaroni and cheese. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's your fucking name? So I go up to the bitch. You know, this is if I step out of my lane. I'm Rosebud, baby, with 2 D's for a double dose of this shit. What's your name? The bitch say, Jennifer Hudson. Can you sing? Hell yeah, girl. I sing better than you. Oh, really? And then when she say, oh, really? And then I bust into a verse of got me going in circles. And then the bitch start laughing. And I get insulted and start arguing with the motherfucking bitch about how good my voice is. And she continues to laugh. You see, I would be stupid in that case. If I brag about something I know damn well I can't do, I'm asking to get laughed at. So now why don't you motherfuckers think like that, pretending to be monsters? How many times do you think shit like that happens to me? Some fool wants to match wits with me because all they're focusing on is I'm old. They ain't focusing on the sensei is always old. How could he be a sensei if he wasn't old? And can you whoop that motherfucking sensei's ass? Shit, I used to be referred to as Mr. Miyagi. I know you wouldn't do it, but does that mean the next jealous fool won't try my ass? Shit. That's why I stay ready and I go hard from Jump Street. And let's get something straight. School is in and don't be late. I'm an old motherfucker and I know it. I got hella game and I show it. Young bucks fuck with me until they see there's no way in hell you can fade Double D. I was blessed to be in the game and come out sane with all my facilities, and that translate to damn near capabilities. People think I'm fucking crazy because a fool ain't being around me if he lazy. I learned the game from real pimps who earned their name. I've been a motherfucker since the age of 22, and you all should know I have no problem making an example of you. Fuck with this old nigga if you want to. But if I was you, I'd go back to playing them goddamn video games. That's the only game you good at. So why don't you stick to that? Help! Help me! Help me because I'm fading. I just got the news that I'm old and a has-been. I beg to differ. I'm not a has-been. I'm a have-been. Check this out. I have been living my life the way I want to. I have been doing that since any of you heard of me. I have been the same motherfucker since I started fucking with social media. I have been dealing with soft motherfuckers on Facebook who gets their feelings hurt by the truth for 8 or 9 years. And I have been a beacon of light for countless brothers who were lost and found themselves through my course. I have been on the grind for over 50 years. I have been my own boss most of that time. The only thing that has been about me is my wife. And it has been beautiful. Some of you motherfucking guys are really funny. Because my skin is thick. And I will ask you again, why fuck with me? What we talk about ain't shit. Why waste your precious time telling me something I already know? I would have to be silly not to know that I'm an old motherfucker. But I am an old motherfucker doing what the fuck he wants to do, whatever he wants to do it, however he wants to do it, and I don't do none of that unless I want to do it. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me and boycott calling in. Motherfuckers ain't calling in. Ain't trying to talk to a nigga. I don't care. Fuck you. I mean, shit, what you want me to do? I live off the real. I live off real live abba-dabba. That shit that I acquired in the streets of this country while I was pimping hoes and slamming Rolls Royce bells. Don't you know only a real motherfucker will have the number of haters I have? Haters are my Cheerios and spinach. Think of yourself. These many years later, and what do you see? You crazy motherfuckers think this shit is a game, but it's not. You're going to play yourself. It's the game. It's the game, not a game. 631, what's up?
What's up, man? How you doing, bud? I'm just checking in. This is Irvin Mack, man. I just wanted to give you a shout and say what's up. And also, I had a question for you.
All right.
Can I shoot?
Yeah, come out.
All right. You said you are the author and illustrator of the Abba Dabba. Was you the number one man with the Abba Dabba, or you know, how did you come into it?
What did you ask me? I'm out of what?
Far as the Abba Dabba, Q. What you say you are the originator of it, or?
Man, I never said no. I never said I was the originator of shit.
Okay.
No, why do you think I said that?
No, I thought I might have heard that, but that's why I wanted, you know.
No, check it out, man. For me to be the originator, whatever I'm talking about had to not be going on until I started. And you know anything I'm talking about was going on way before I started it, so I can't be the originator.
True. Okay.
All right.
No, that was just one I wanted to put out there, you know, for myself and everybody else.
Well, no, bro, I don't think I'm the originator. I just think I'm, you know, a real participant.
There's no...
Oh, wait, you got something else? Hold on. I cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You got something else? Go ahead.
No, that was the major. I just wanted to see what was happening with that.
Oh, okay. All right, bro, be
thank
cool.
You
know what?
Yeah, thank you.
You know what? Say, see... The thing about me, I'm not going to slip, so don't you slip. You know, don't slip and find yourself 20, 30 years from now talking that weak shit you talking now. Because this shit is not going to change and it's not going to get any better. You just going to have to make the best of what you got going. And what I'm saying is I wish all of you the best. But we all know many are called, but very few are chosen. And you just happen to be talking to one of the chosen few. Now, you can say you're chosen if you want to be. Maybe you are. You could be chosen to be a sucker. You could be chosen to be a big guy. You could be chosen to be a representative of what's fly. You know, many are called, but very few are chosen, and you could be one. You guys can make Well, actually, can you just make sure when you order, you put what you want in the comments? I cannot guess what you want. If you order from this email, I would like for that to be the email that I communicate with. You guys order from one email, expect the shit on another email, and then complain that I haven't sent you the shit. When I don't even know about the other email, I can't guess what you want. You know, even though I seem to be a real live genius or clairvoyant, I'm not. It's just that you're not used to using the information you get to your benefit, and it seems as if I'm amazing. I'm not amazing. I'm just telling you the fucking truth. The truth is, what's amazing is I'm not bullshitting with what I say. That's what's amazing. I'm the real fucking deal, and however you try to get away from that fact, you will continue to run into people who claim to have that magic pill, but you will find that magic pill don't exist. The what's magic is in your mind. That we can find out what's there. Then we might be able to make some serious progress. So, I'm like this. It's Sunday, you know, and people be in church and all that damn shit, you know. I ain't against none of it, but I just wanted to get on here today and kick it with you because things are changing. Things are just changing. It really is. It's changing, and it's changing for the better. So stick with me, you old-ass, smart-thinking-ass, quick-thinking-ass, young-brain-ass. This was solo, okay. There was some compliments, mate. I check this out, though. We all winners. We just got to know what makes us win. I'm gone.